This is Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Kack. At events around the state this past weekend and on VPR, many of us have been remembering the events of 5 years ago when Tropical Storm Irene raged through Vermont. For many people, it's hard to think of weather or summer storms the same way. Some in the state who are really paying close attention to the weather are now part of a group collecting daily precipitation data. Joining us now to tell us about who they are and what they do is Jay Schaefer. He's a professor of atmospheric sciences at Linden State College. Jay, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Nina. Thanks. Great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about this group that's out there collecting this precipitation information.
The group is not a band. Yes, it's a group of people. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, also called COCO-ROSS, and we are a citizen science weather observing project. It's a national group. It's been around 20 years or so, and we are a dedicated group of folks who are observing daily rainfall, daily snowfall, and hail if it does occur, to make sure that people who are in the weather community are aware of what's actually going on in the hills of Vermont.
So you were saying it's been going on for about 20 years in Vermont?
20 years nationally. We're going into our eighth year in the state. It's been adopted in three countries now, and each state has gradually adopted it. Every U.S. state is now part of the national group.
And how many members of COCO-ROSS are there in Vermont?
We have around 100 active observers. And any given day, around 50 people will go ahead and submit how much rain fell in their yard or snow in the wintertime.
And so what specifically are volunteers doing? I mean, you're saying they're measuring, but give me a sense of specifically how they're doing that.
Well, in the morning with their cup of coffee, they're going out around 7 in the morning, and they're checking their rain gauge to see how much rain fell in it, and they're going to enter that information on the COCO-ROSS webpage. And in the wintertime, they may measure how much snow falls or how much snow is on the ground. And also, if they're willing and able to melt down how much water was in that snowfall and report that.
And you said 7 in the morning. Is that the same time that all of the members are doing it, or do they just need to pick one time and stay consistent with it?
We, in the meteorological community, have tried to adopt that time. It's mostly around the rhythm of people's routines. So it's important to have a consistent time frame over which we're observing the information.
So you were talking about also getting snowfall measurements. What goes into that?
Well, we have a ruler that's in tenth of an inch gradations, and that's the standard unit that we measure how much snow falls. So if there's any new snow that's fallen, we want to measure how much new snow there was, how much snow is on the ground, and then how much water was actually in that snowfall. So we're really after how much water is falling from the sky and trying to measure that, and that's really important for us to understand the weather and climate across Vermont.
And sort of, what sort of equipment are these folks using to collect snow and rain?
It's really pretty low-tech. It's just a 4-inch rain gauge, a 4-inch large plastic tube with a smaller 1-inch inner tube inside it that's about 16 inches tall, and that's on a most people put it on a 4x4 post, about 4 feet off the ground.
And so they go out, they collect the data, they import it to the website, and then who's collecting and tabulating all the data that's collected?
Well, this does go into the standard data recording formats that eventually get archived at the National Climatic Data Center. So it goes through all the standard channels, and everyone who works in the meteorological community and even hydrologic community and others is able to see this information.
And is this the kind of data that you'd need to assess over decades to really gain useful information from, or are you already noticing things just in the 8 years that collections have been going on in Vermont?
No, it's been a huge help just understanding individual storms, and long-term it'll help the climate record, but right now, just for major events, it helps us figure out well, what actually fell? Like last night, we had some thunderstorms across Vermont, and just from Hardwick, they had pretty much a drop in the bucket, but up to Greensboro, like 10 miles away, there was around 2 inches of rainfall. So without those citizen science observers out there, we wouldn't have heard the proverbial tree fall in the forest.
And are there parts of the state that have more volunteers than others? Are there parts of the state where you need people to volunteer?
Oh, we welcome everyone. And there are some pockets, actually the greater Burlington area, surprisingly, we could use some more people. The greater Middlebury area, Addison County, Windham and Windsor County as well. And the greater Hanover area are kind of some areas that we're trying to target. But we welcome anyone from anywhere.
And what's the process for getting involved?
It's pretty simple. You go to the COCO-ROSS webpage, COCORAHS.org, and click on the join button, and that'll be directed to myself or the other co-coordinator at the National Weather Service, and we'll help get you on board. And in fact, if you join now, you'll get a free professional rain gauge that we're offering.
And do you get a special patch or a hat or something too to kind of spread the word? Cool T-shirts.
There's swag that's for sale, but we're not giving any of that away.
So, how did you get involved with Coco Ross?
I've been involved in the weather community in the state, and I'm part of another project that we're trying to understand storms as they relate to the electric infrastructure and predicting power outages ahead of them. And we're trying to supplement some of the existing rain and snow observations. Only about 30% of the state is covered with precipitation observations within a 5-mile radius.
Really?
Yep. And then about, if you go 10 miles out within individual stations, it's only about half. So we're just trying to fill in the gaps.
And what do you hear back from the folks that take part in this program?
The folks who are involved, they're just, weather's kind of in their veins. They like doing this as part of their routine anyway, and they're passionate about observing their environment and just being out there.
Well, it sounds, you know, I compared this early on to birders, people that are just paying close attention, whether it's to birds or the weather. But do you find there's much turnover once people join? Are they pretty consistent?
They're pretty consistent, but there is turnover. There's people who have changes in their life, and it's a lot to ask people, I know, in the middle of winter to go out at 7 in the morning, especially if there's snowfall, to melt that down. And there's a little trick there. Usually you'll have two rain gauges and just able to swap them out so you don't have to spend too much time outside. But we typically have about 10 to 20 new people sign up a year, and about half the people who signed up a year or two later are probably still participating.
And I'm curious, after Tropical Storm Irene and when bigger, more dramatic storms come through, do you find that that brings more volunteers to your doorstep? Does that make people more interested in the weather?
It helps. I think we could use a little more awareness of connecting this program to some of those needs. But our current observers are pretty dedicated, and if there's a big storm coming in, we'll message them saying, hey, we really could use your report. So some of those people who might not have reported in a while, to try to get them active again.
Huh. Well, and I'm just wondering, what have you enjoyed about being part of Coco Ross? I know you said what got you into it. What's kept you involved?
I think it's the people. I mean, it really comes down to, we all have this passion for weather, and the people in the citizen science community, and not just Coco Ross, but around the community, have largely given a lot of the information that's really helped us advance the science over many years. And each person has his or her own story, and it's fascinating to get to know them and what makes them tick.
Huh. Well, listeners, we have a link to the Coco Ross webpage on our website, vpr.net. So if you're interested, you can check out more there. Jay, thanks very much.
Sure. Great.
Jay Schaefer is a professor of atmospheric sciences at Lyndon State College.